So where's the magic? Why does all this shit work? Why is this magic? Why is non-parametrics so much better if you've got these problems? Here you go. It really is this simple. I'm going to explain this to you, and you're going to go, that's it?
That's it.
What we are going to do is we are going to shift. Instead of working with values that we don't trust, we're going to shift to ranks that we do trust. The problem with ordinal data is it's not interval. And it can be oddly distributed. But ranks are much better behaved. Ranks. Smallest value gets the smallest rank. Biggest value gets the biggest rank. If you have a tie, they share a rank. How are we doing? Now here's the thing. Why go to this trouble? Because distributions of ranks are better behaved than are distributions of values, unless there's lots and lots of ties, which is why bigger ain't better. If I have an untied set of data, I've got an untied set of ranks, and I've got one of each. And a rank of one is one more than a rank of two. Like a rank of nine is one more than a rank of 10. You with me? I now have a flat distribution, which is symmetrical, and I've got differences where zero means something. If you have the same rank, that means there's no difference. If you have a bigger rank, it's bigger. The other wonderful thing about rank order statistics is we change the nature of probability theory. In probability theory for distributions, we have to go through this complicated process of saying, all right, well, I've got this t value based on the complicated formula. Got all of this stuff. I need a mean for two groups. I need a standard error of the difference between two groups. All that goes into a t-distribution. I have to know the degrees of freedom so I can carve up my percentages here, and I can see how likely that is to come from this population. Jeez, that's annoying. Once we have rank order statistics, we now have a finite number of possible results. This is magic. There's an infinite distribution up here. That t value could be any damn thing between negative infinity and positive infinity. Yes, some are more likely than others. But if I've got two groups with, say, three people in each group, then on one end I've got those ranks. The three biggest are in one, the three smallest are in the other. On the other end, I've got Let me make this simpler. I'm going to put four in each. And then in the middle, we've got there's a finite number of possibilities of how those eight ranks are distributed across the two categories. Right? And if there's a finite number of possibilities, we can calculate the probability of each one. And that is our p-value. This doesn't happen very often. Let's see, if you're in eight cases, then I think that is the p-value for getting a complete lineup, four biggest in one, four smallest in the other. A finite number of possibilities gives us a directly calculable p-value that we can know ahead of time. Way simpler than this. Way more certain than this. So that's why we use rank order data. Rank order data gives us a simplified portrayal of the data that gives us better behaved numbers, because ranks are better behaved than values, that gives us a better behaved distribution, because a distribution of ranks is better behaved, that means more symmetrical than a distribution of values, and we end up with a finite number of possibilities and a readily calculable probability for each. That's what we're going to see as we work through these different non-parametric models. So, on Wednesday, we're going to take a look at